So prayer is a personal conversation with my Heavenly Father. It's not filled with clever Christian cliches or worn out phrases. It is fresh and real and raw, like any meaningful conversation. Using the Lord's Prayer to learn about praying, we can see the principles of revering the person of God, not only in quiet prayer times, but also in the car, on backed up roads, when we're in a hurry, or at an intersection when with our children at the end of a day when fatigue has set in. You see, we have considered our need to submit to the Father's will. Now let's focus on dependence. Dependence. In Luke chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, the devil said to Jesus, "You are the Son of God. Command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." After fasting for 40 days, Jesus was confronted by Satan. The first temptation presented to our famished Lord was to turn stones into bread. The food was something Jesus wanted and needed. Turning stones into bread was something he, the Creator, could have done. The offer was inviting to Jesus. He was hungry. But as hungry as he was, and as tempting as the offer was, Jesus refrained. His reasoning is very instructive. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone." And Matthew adds, "but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." The response of Jesus moves us beyond the substance that could have satisfied the stomach for a short time to the person who can satisfy the soul for eternity. Jesus was dependent not on material things, but on the one who provided the material thing. What a lesson for us when we think about Jesus and what he provided for us. We're tempted to trust in what is supplied, but Jesus reminds us to trust in the one who supplies. So, Father, we're easily satisfied by things, or we think we are. We sometimes believe that a thing or a situation or a fulfilled dream will bring satisfaction to our hearts. Remind us that no material thing or person can meet our crying need. Only you can. And we need to be reminded of that often. Remind us of that, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.